The value of friendship. Friendship is both a source of pleasure and a component of good health. Without friendship, the world is but a wilderness, and we may affirm that it is a mere and miserable solitude to want true friends. A principal fruit of friendship is the ease and discharge of the gloom. Nothing opens the heart but a true friend, to whom you may impart griefs, joys, fears, hopes, suspicions, counsels, and whatsoever lies upon the heart to oppress it. People who have close friends naturally enjoy their company. Of equal importance are the concrete emotional benefits they derive. When something sensational happens to us, sharing the happiness of the occasion with friends intensifies our joy. Conversely, in times of trouble and tension, when our spirits are low, unburdening our worries and fears to compassionate friends lightens the agony. Moreover, we may even get some practical suggestions for solving a particular problem. From time to time, we are insensitive and behave in a way that hurts someone's feelings. Afterwards, when we feel guilty and down in the dumps, friends can comfort us. This positive interaction is favorable. Youngsters and old age are the two stages in our lives when the need for friendship is crucial. In the former stage, teens are plagued by uncertainty and mixed feelings. In the latter stage, old people are upset by feelings of uselessness and insignificance. In both instances, friends can make a dramatic difference. With close friends in their lives, people develop courage and positive attitudes. Teenagers have the moral support to assert their individuality. The elderly approach their advanced years with optimism and an interest in life. These positive outlooks are vital to cope successfully with the crisis inherent in these two stages of life.